You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, "This thing says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." From this passage, we can see that there are three states a man can be in his walk with Jesus. You can either be cold, you can be lukewarm, or you can be hot. You see, somebody who is lukewarm may be looking down on somebody who is cold and feel that he or she is better than the person that is cold. But in reality, in spiritual things, there are usually just two positions. The third position don't exist. You are either for the Lord or you are against the Lord. So whether you are cold or you are lukewarm, it's all the same. It's only those who are hot, those who are fervent, those who are committed to the Lord that are acceptable. Also, we will see that Jesus will not tolerate half-hearted service. For you to feel that, oh, at least I have tried, you are not going to be measured by your own rule. You are going to be measured by the standard of the Lord. The Lord will not tolerate casual lovers. He will not tolerate half-hearted commitments. I was asking myself, how do you even produce a lukewarm water? I discovered there are three ways. It's either that you boil the water and that water is very hot and boiling, but then you remove the source of heat. When that happens, the water begins to go down until it becomes lukewarm. That is a person that was once committed to Jesus, but gradually this person is backsliding until you can no longer tell where this person is. You are not even sure whether this person is a Christian or not. You are not sure whether this person is following Jesus or not. But this person used to be fervent for Jesus, but now the person has gone down. I also noticed that when you bring hot water and cold water together, you can have lukewarm water. So which means that on one hand, you may be fervent for the Lord. On the other hand, you are living in sin. You are living a compromised life. The things of this world, they are taking over your heart. But on another part, you may seem to be fervent. It's almost as if your life is a mixture. Nobody can tell where you really belong to. Today, you will appear as if you are a devoted, committed disciple of Jesus. Tomorrow, people will be amazed at your level of wickedness, sin, and unrighteousness. You have become lukewarm. It is also possible to actually take a cold water and begin to heat it. And when it gets to a lukewarm state, you now remove the source of the heat. That means this person started well. This person was growing in the Lord, but suddenly, maybe the cares of this life, the deceitfulness of riches, the deceitfulness of the pleasures of sin begin to take over or get this person's attention. So rather than continue to grow in Christ, this person has become stagnated, because sin will never allow you to grow. Sin will always cut you short, no matter the height that you have reached. Now note what Jesus said. He said, "Because you are neither cold nor warm, I will vomit you out of my mouth." It is a terrible thing to be lukewarm. It is a terrible thing to be rejected by the Lord. May you repent today and make your way right with Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.